from stpetecatalyst.com.
All right, we're back for the 323 edition of the Chamber's Insights into the Economic Impacts of the Coronavirus. And Chris Steinecker is taking social distancing to unbelievable heights, broadcasting from a hot air balloon high above the city. I think Charlie Bucket and Willy Wonka, are they in there with you? Is it the Craig?
I am, but we are safe. We're keeping our distance. So thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Joe, again, thank you for continuously keeping the communication open. I think during any time of crisis, we need people that are communicating the real news, the good information that our businesses and our community can utilize. So again, I appreciate you jumping on with me and being a little flexible about doing it this way. You know, there has been a lot of new information this weekend. We are sharing it on our website, stpete.com/prepare. There is some new information about your small business loan abilities for not-for-profits as well. And there's also some more information about unemployment opportunities for those employees that might be furloughed or being let go as well. So I'd say tell all of our viewers and listeners, make sure you're hitting up stpete.com/prepare for the latest information. But also today's guest has some pretty detailed information about some of the critical needs for this week. And I'd like to start addressing those right now, Joe, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's one of the areas in the service sector that we haven't dug into much is our many breweries. And to that end, we've got Mike Harding, who owns, with his wife Lee, Three Daughters Brewing. Right. Welcome, Mike. Good to have you.
Hey, Mike. Welcome. Hey, buddy. I know we've talked a lot over this weekend and the last couple of days. So before we get into the specific ask of our viewers today, help us understand a little bit about what your business is going through. And I know you just got off an industry call, too, what the state of brewing in Florida is going to be like as well.
I don't think our business is any different than anyone else's. We came to a grinding halt in the past week. And our tasting room is shut down with the exception of a little bit of to-go beer, and distribution really came to a halt. So in short, we'll lose, over the next 30 days, we'll lose more than 95% of our revenue. And we have laid off, out of 57, we have laid off 52 now.
And just like all of us, but you're still back in the office today doing some work. So where's your head at right now about how do you continue on and what are you doing to continue on and helping this community move forward?
So we have changed our mandate, and our team has been amazing, as you've seen many, many amazing things happen throughout this. And a lot of them are here today doing what we have left to do. Our mandate very simply is we just need to be here when this is over. We need to hire 57 people back. That's it. That is the only thing that matters. And so we'll keep the wheels turning. We'll keep the engine running at idle so that that when we hear go, we're able to just open the doors and start canning beer again.
Gotcha. And in the meantime, then, to keep things moving, you found a critical need. You guys are somewhat, even though you're brewing some great beer, you guys are chemists too, and you have an opportunity to create some sanitizer so desperately needed by a lot of folks. Tell us how you dropped into that and what you're hearing from those who need what you're producing right now.
Absolutely. So every business has unique opportunities, and you've seen all kinds of shining examples. We happen to have a lab and a biochemist and a whole bunch of raw material that translates into hand sanitizer. And just through conversation one day with a team about the shortage of toilet paper and things in the market, someone mentioned hand sanitizer, and our biochemist said, I can make that. And one thing led to another, and we started making it. And to date, we've made more than 4,000 containers of it. The response has been overwhelming in terms of need, and we've had companies reach out that I'm blown away don't have this product, and so we're making absolutely all that we can. And we have I think the last batch of 1,000, I couldn't find any other containers, but a local medical supply company called us up and said, I have brand new sterile in the box urine sample cups. Great, not a problem, we'll do it. And so now we're at a point where we're looking for material. We need to find raw materials. We've used up everything we have.
Gotcha. So first of all, and so there's still a demand for this, right? I mean, you're kind of blown away that there are major institutions coming to you looking for it, that there's not a supply chain already providing that. So you really believe you're helping create a critical, fill a critical need right now. Is that correct?
Yes. There are literally thousands of just voicemails on our system that we won't get to. Probably the most overwhelming part has been that that this critical infrastructure is out of hand sanitizer, and the things that you don't really think about are there are parts of our community that have to touch other people. In what I do and in what Joe does and what you do, we don't have to touch anybody if we don't want to. But if you're a police officer, that's part of the job. And if you're a nurse, or if you're and this keeps going, we talked about the cash interaction, the cash transaction that happens between pharmacists and folks coming to pick up their prescriptions. And so we have focused on those parts of our infrastructure that are critical to keep us going, that you know could possibly lead to the spread of more. And that's where we've been dropping off product.
So I think, you know, what I'm hearing is you're prepared to keep moving forward, but you're out of resources at this point. You've laid your folks off, and now you've tapped your resources to try to keep this moving. Now you're asking the community to help. So I've had a lot of people call going, how can I help? What can I do? What can my bigger companies do? What can we do? Well, it sounds like one of the things we can do that would go directly to helping those who are caring for each other is donate some cash dollars to you all, so you can buy the supplies you need to bottle this sanitizer. Is that correct?
Yes, there are two things, and greatly appreciate the outpouring from individuals. You're gonna need that money. What we're looking for is some of our larger partners in the community to, quite frankly, just write some checks. I need to buy things in 300 gallon totes and in 55 gallon drums. And my company is not capable of doing that, and so we've been doing it with beg, borrowed, and stolen money, but that's going to run out, and I need, and I'm talking about thousands of dollars. And the folks that we've reached out to be quite honest, and that carry this stuff, they've been overwhelmingly helpful, but they run businesses as well, and so we need to buy this product. And the other part that we need is, believe it or not, the world is out of things that we need to manufacture this. So if any of your viewers know of someone, or if they are one that carries large amounts of isopropyl alcohol, or containers, hand sanitizer like containers, or hydrogen peroxide, we need those contacts. I'll give you an example. Isopropyl alcohol is a very common alcohol. We buy it by the 55 gallon drum. We use it in the brewery all the time. It's not expensive at all. And if I needed it a month ago, I would have just called the company we deal with in Lakeland, and I would have had it here in an hour. And that's it. Now I can't find any, and the company I deal with can't find any. It's out there, but we're going to need some help from the community to direct us to it.
Great. So it sounds like if our listeners and viewers are watching this, there's an amazing large medical device manufacturing consortium here in Pinellas County. It's the second largest cluster in the state and the second largest in the country, our state, with FDA-approved facilities. So what we're asking is those companies who have those kind of supplies, please spread out. Let's find these for him. And then there's a lot of these larger foundations and other major corporations that might be looking for opportunities for giving as well, and they can use their cash resources to get to the other supplies to you. Is that correct? So that's what we're trying to do here.
Good. And Chris, just to make sure, I want to be clear. This is all donated. In the end, we are going to be extremely crystal clear and transparent that all this money goes to what we're talking about. And none of my employees are asking for pay. We just need cash to buy supplies, and that's it. In the end, if there's money left over, we'll donate it or return it or whatever.
Well, Mike, thank you for that. We hear it clearly. You're not selling this. You're getting it into the hands, literally, of the folks that need it. And we your brewery and your family has contributed to our community since it started. It's not surprising that you guys are in this field right now, but I really want to surround our community and get you some help. So listeners, let's get going and let's source these products sorely needed to keep everybody safe. And I appreciate that.
And Chris, thanks so much.
What's the best mechanism for making donations if readers or listeners want to do so?
Joe, the easiest way, calling the brewery is not, it's a bit overwhelming right now. My email is mike@3dbrewing.com. mike@3dbrewing.com.
Great. And Joe, if we can make sure we post that on your site, we'll post it on ours as well. And we'll make sure people get a hold of you, Mike. And maybe by the end of the week, you can just give us a snapshot back how things are going and what other resources you might need from us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Greatly appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Joe, I appreciate the time today, and let's continue on with this format, and because there's a lot more efforts underway here in the next couple of days about how we all can contribute to our recovery together.
That's right. All right. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
From stpetecatalyst.com.